The Supreme Court has rejected Republican-led efforts to restrict the federal government from communicating with social media companies about posts that government officials consider to be misinformation. That could have big consequences for efforts to fight false and misleading claims about voting during this major election year. NPR's Shannon Bond joins us now with more. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so what exactly did the court decide today?
Well, this case was brought by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana and five individual social media users. And they accused government officials of illegally pressuring platforms like Facebook and Twitter, now known as X, to take down or label posts about the 2020 election and COVID-19. Now, the Biden administration said it was exercising its own free speech rights, and the court rejected the plaintiffs' claims. It said they didn't have grounds to sue because they had not shown that the platforms acted because of government pressure. But the court didn't answer this larger question in this case, which is, you know, when does government communication with tech companies go too far?
Right.
But what we do know is that this ruling means the government, for now, can continue to have these kinds of conversations.
Okay. Well, then practically speaking, what does that mean heading into the November election?
Well, also, we know that intelligence officials have been warning that, you know, Russia and other foreign adversaries are actively trying to influence American voters. So it means that the FBI, for example, can share information with tech companies about potential threats they're seeing. It means election officials can discuss with tech companies false claims about voting. And some of that communication had been paused or disrupted because of this lawsuit. But as also, you know, the other pressure is this larger right-wing campaign this lawsuit is part of that has framed content moderation or even just studying online falsehoods as censorship.
Yeah, tell us more about that larger campaign because, you know, this lawsuit was rejected today, but the broader campaign, I mean, has it already had other impacts?
Yeah, it has. So conservatives have long argued that social media platforms suppress their speech, even though the available evidence doesn't support that claim. But over the past few years, this accusation has really ballooned into this idea there is a broad, coordinated effort between the government and tech companies and researchers to illegally censor political speech. And so, you know, for months, we saw the FBI had simply stopped sharing information about potential foreign threats with social networks. Now, those communications have now resumed to some degree. And, you know, we do have some clarity from today's rulings, but there are impacts from this wider pressure campaign. The government has scrapped other efforts to coordinate its responses to false and misleading claims about things like elections and other security issues. And particularly, Elsa, researchers who study viral falsehoods, they have really borne the brunt of this campaign. They've been targeted by a Republican-led congressional investigation that's flooded them with document requests and subpoenas. They've been hit with a private lawsuit brought by some of the same plaintiffs in today's Supreme Court case. That's racked up big legal bills. They've even been targeted with harassments and death threats. And one prominent research group at Stanford recently lost its leadership and much of its staff as a result of funding difficulties. And so what this all means is that it may be harder for us to see and understand how false information may be spreading about the election.
That is NPR's Shannon Bond. Thank you so much, Shannon.
Thank you.